Okay, ready? Yeah. Okay. Yes, right. Yaakov told me he's going out of the yard. Okay. This Shabbos is Parshas Nitzavim Vayelech together. Mentioned many times in the past that the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah is always Parshas Nitzavim. Sometimes it's doubled up with Vayelech, like this year. Sometimes it's not. That's a function of whether there is a free Shabbos, an available Shabbos, in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. To work backwards, we have to be up to Mizos HaBrocha, obviously, by Simchas Torah, by Sukkot. We'll finish the Torah on Sukkot. So we have to read Parshas Hazinu, the previous Seder, before Sukkot. So if there's a Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, then it's read on that Shabbos, Yom Kippur and Sukkot. That's Vilayin Hazinu. And then we'll read the previous Seder, which is Vayelech, on the Shabbos between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, Shabbos Shuvah. And then you read Nitzavim alone the week before that. But in a year like this year, where there is no Shabbos between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and Yom Kippur itself is on Shabbos, and then Sukkot is the following Wednesday night, there is no Shabbos in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, then we have to read Hazinu yet before Yom Kippur on Shabbos Shuvah. That's, we'll do that. Or Hazinu we read on Shabbos Shuvah. And then you have to double up Nitzavim Vayelech the previous week. So that's the case this year. So Parshas, what's that? It happens a lot. Yeah, whatever. It depends when Rosh Hashanah. It depends. Yeah, Rosh Hashanah can be. There are 3 days. We spoke about this last year. Lo Adirosh, Rosh Hashanah can't be Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. So it can be a Monday or Tuesday. So if Rosh Hashanah is a Monday or Tuesday, which means the Yom Kippur is Wednesday or Thursday, so there is a Shabbos in between Yom Kippur and Sukkot. If Rosh Hashanah is a Thursday, like it is this year, or it's a Shabbos, then there's no Shabbos. And then Yom Kippur, again, Yom Kippur will be Monday, or whatever, there won't be a Shabbos, whatever, how it works out, there won't be a Shabbos. So, at the beginning of Parshas Nitzavim, the Torah says in the first source, Perek Chof Tes, the Dvarim Pasuk Tes, Atem Nitzavim, Yom Kuchem, Lifnes, Yorkechem, you are all assembled, standing here on this day, Roshechem, Shitechem, Yitnechem, Yitzrojechem, Kol Yishas, for all the Jewish people. Hayom, attend me to my Hayom. What day was it? It doesn't say in the Chumash what day it was. So Rashi tells us in the second source, Parchav Tes, Pasuk Tes, attend me to my Lamed, Shekinsa Moshe, Nechaz Baruch, Yom Moso, Lachnisom, Bivriz. This was the day of Moshe's death, the last day of his life. This is Moshe's last speech. Okay, the question is exactly, well, all the rest of these sedges, Nitzom, Vayelech, but the Vayelech begins. I didn't print the pasuk here in the source of there. In Vayelech Moshe, and he says, "Ben Meir Vesim Shana Nochayom." Right, this is the last day of his life. So they were all assembled on his day, and Moshe summoned them or got them all together for the purpose of sort of finalizing the bris. That's what Rashi says. But there is a parish on the Chumash called Paneach Raza. We refer to it in the past. It's on the Balei Tosas. And the Paneach Raza says Al Derech Drush. Doesn't mean literally that that day it was. But he says we find the word Hayom. Let's read it. Linira Ojo said, Kimushman Al Shalom Romas Ba'atem Isim Hayom Behe Hayadiya. Right? Hayom. Hayom is a definite article. Hayom in Hebrew, instead of the word the for a definite article, we have a hey at the beginning of the word. Hayom. Ashulchan. How can you say the? So it says Hayom Rasal Kibiyom Hayadua, the day, which is Hu Yom Rosh Hashanah. When do all the Jewish people assemble together and stand before Hashem? Rosh Hashanah. They stand for judgment. Now again, he's not suggesting that with the day of this event in the Chumash was on Rosh Hashanah. The same is possible, like a remez to Rosh Hashanah. And again, we always read it on the Shabbos right before Rosh Hashanah because the phrase, Atem Mitzvah Me'el Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Elokecha, is a very apropos phrase for Rosh Hashanah. That's the day when everybody's standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? Klaleichem, Pratechem, the group, the individuals, everybody. Kulam, Kasher, Parut, Oleh. Okay? And he mentions that that's like we have a pasuk in Eo. It says, Vahi Hayom, Usyatsev, the Eo. Okay? There's a pasuk Eo, a printed source number 4. Eo, Perak Aleph, pasuk Rav. It says, Vahi Hayom, on that day. You know, when Kadosh Baruch Hu had his discussion with the Sultan about, you know, that Eo is a good person. He says, well, let me afflict him, all that. Vahi Hayom, Vayavo, Bnei Elohim, Usyatsev, Hashem, Vayavo, Gama Sultan, Besochem. Rashi there in Eo says, Nehem Chazal, Perak Aleph, pasuk Rav. Vahi Hayom, also Yom. Shehayah Rosh Hashanah. that Hayom in Eov, Taka was Rosh Hashanah. That was the day when all the Malachim, everybody's assembling to pass judgment on human beings. That's exactly what Rosh Hashanah is. Hayom Chua, and that's where the Satan came to be part of that conversation. It was Rosh Hashanah. That's how the Mitzvah David there in Eov, Perak Alabov, says also, Hayom Hamuchan, Malachim, you have Malachim appearing to testify in court, so to speak. Some will be delivering positive reports, some will be delivering negative reports. So that's Rosh Hashanah, right? So who Yom Rosh Hashanah, who Yom Mishpat. So in the Chumash, in our Parsha, when it says that Moshe summoned them, that was not a Rosh Hashanah. Because we know that Moshe's day, the day of Moshe's death, according to our tradition, was Zayin Adar. It's not this time of year. Okay, so again, it doesn't ever say in the Chumash that Moshe died in Zayin Adar, but the Gemara figures it out from Psukim, and we have that tradition that Moshe died on the seventh day of Adar. So that's not this time of year. But so literally the Pasuk here was not happening on Rosh Hashanah, but the concept, it's the remez, that's how the Parayach Raza from Rabbi Tosu suggests, and he mentions that Hayom by Eov, that was Rosh Hashanah. Okay, and one of the Chassidish Svarim told us Yaakov Yosef, here in the beginning of Parshas Yitzchok, so 7, it says, Atim Yitzchok Hayom Kuchem, okay, he says, Liv Nashon, etc., the Medrash, Hayom Zer Rosh Hashanah, he quotes the Medrash, this is Rosh Hashanah. This is the Medrash. I don't know that it was a Medrash. We couldn't find it in a Medrash, but it's in the Zohar. Maybe that's what he meant. The Zohar in these two places, in Parshas Bo, okay, and in Parshas Pinchas, so it's 8 and 9. Okay, in Parshas Bo, it says, well, there's a Pasuk, Vahi Hayom, then that Pasuk in Eo, Vahi Hayom, Dor Rosh Hashanah. The Kudshabrich who came LeMeidan Alma, that's what the Zohar says. So the Zohar, you know, is an older source. The Zohar says that the Hayom, it means Rosh Hashanah. Okay? And he also quotes another Pasuk, a Pasuk Melachim Beis Perek Dalet, Pasuk Ches, Source 10. That's a Pasuk, also you mentioned the word Vahi Hayom. That's talking about Elisha the Navi and that lady, the Isha Shunamis. Remember, she set aside a room for him. She had a son, and then the son died, and he brought the son back to life. That's after Parshas Vayera. So there it also says, Vahi Hayom, Vayavor Elisha El Shunem, Visham Isha Gdol, etc. Melachim Beis Perek Dalet Pasuk Ches. So the Zohar says that was also Rosh Hashanah, because it says the word Hayom. Vahi Hayom means Rosh Hashanah. So again, that's how the Zohar and Pinchas as well. You can read in Source 8 and Source 9 and Pin in Parshas Bo, Lamed Beis and Beis and Krach Beis, Parshas Pinchas and Beis Shlamed Aleph and Aleph, the standard Zohar editions and Krach Gimel. Okay, anyway, so we have a tradition that Hayom means Rosh Hashanah. Again, not literally. Yeah, when it says in this Parsha today, Atem Nitzel Hayom, doesn't literally mean Rosh Hashanah. Our Parsha, but it's a remnant to Rosh Hashanah. Again, our practice is we always read it on the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah. So I just want to pick up on the point of Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kuchem. Everybody's standing. Right, we're all standing on Rosh Hashanah. We're always standing. So we know that the Iker Mitzvah, the primary Mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah, is the Mitzvah of Tkiyas Shofar. So we know that at least the summer Tkiyas Shofar, we're standing. So the Gemara in Source 11, the Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah asks, on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, going over to Tes Zayin Amud Beis. A strange question at first. Amar Yitzhak, Lama Token Rosh Hashanah. Why do we blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah? So the Gemara asks, Lama Token, Rachmana Amar Tikul. It's a Torah says you have to blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Well, what's the question? So he says, No, Ela Lama Marian. Why do we blow it? Chua. Tikul is the Tekia. Tekia is a flat sound. Right? There are really two different sounds we're making the shofar, a flat sound and a broken sound. The broken sound, there's different ways to do the broken sound. One way to do the broken sound is very short, sharp broken sound, staccato. What we call chua. Right? Another way to do broken sound is to do what we call shvarim, longer broken sound. It's not a flat sound. It's longer broken sound. Another way to do it is a combination of both together, which we do also. So we do everything. But lamaisa, so that's called a trua.
And the Torah only says trua?
Torah says tkiya and trua.
Tkiya and trua.
The way we learn it out from different combination psukim. Really, it only calls Rosh Hashanah Yom Tshua, but the Gemara compares. It says Bachodesh Hashri, so it says by the Kippur of Yovel, it says Tekiah, so we put everything together. And it's not the Shia now. But anyway, it is. What do we blow Tekiah? It says you have to blow Tekiah. What do we blow Tshua? You have to blow Tshua too. Rachman was Zichron Tshua. What he meant was his kash was like this. El Olama Token Rinkishen Yoshin, the Token Rinkishen Omdim. We blow Shofar basically, according to the Gemara, twice. We blow shofar before Musaf, after laning, right? They're actually after Haftarah. The Moshe, the rabbi, gives a short talk then, or a long talk, whatever. Okay? But in other words, we haven't started Musaf yet. We're not davening. Everybody's sitting down. So we blow the shofar. You know, they're sitting down for the Haftarah. They're sitting down for the rabbi's rush. At that point, we blow the shofar when people are sitting. Now you're thinking, how do we stand? We'll get to that. But strictly speaking, you know, there's no one standing. And then we blow shofar again in the Shmoneh Esrei. Now, in the Shmoneh Esrei, we find two different practices also. Some places blow both in the silent Shmoneh Esrei and in the repetition. That's in the Sard and the Sardim and Chassidim do like that, and the Talmud and the Gaon do like that. Most Ashkenazim don't. Most Ashkenazim blow only in the repetition of the Shmoneh Esrei, but not during the course of the silent Shmoneh Esrei. With that, there's two different occasions. So what the Rabbi Yitzchak was asking is, why do we have to have these two separate occasions? Really, strictly speaking, in order to be able to admit to Tekiah Shofar, all we have to hear is Tekiah, Kfuah Tekiah, three times. That's it. Again, how that comes out, the Gemara works out. Three times. Tekiah, Kfuah Tekiah, nine sounds altogether. But, that's only a custom. But Mido Raisa, Tekiah, Kfuah Tekiah, three times is nine. But, in order to get those nine, since we're not really sure, or there are different traditions, what that middle, Tekiah, we know what it means, the long, flat sound. Kfuah, it could be, like I just said, three different possibilities. It could be sharp, broken sounds. It could be longer, broken sounds. It could be some combination of. So we do all of those. Okay, we call shvarm chua. That's the combination. We call it shvarm. We call it chua. So we do that shvarm tekiah shvarm chua tekiah three times. Tekiah shvarm tekiah three times. Tekiah chua tekiah three times. So that adds up to 30 sounds. That's all you have to hear the raisa.
3 becomes 10.
Right, exactly. So 3 becomes 10, and 9 becomes 10. So now, that's why, by the way, to answer your question, if, let's say, sometimes I have to go blow the shofar for somebody's in the hospital or somebody's sick, couldn't make the shofar, they only blow those 30 sounds, they don't blow 100 sounds. They have a different tradition, a later tradition, to blow 100 sounds. Okay, whatever the reason is. But anyway, so the question is, why do we blow so many times? Standing, before Musaf and during Musaf? So the Gemara answers, Kedei la'arvev hasotam. To mix up the sotah. I remember years ago, you know, when you're studying this with the sotah, how foolish. After all these years, it doesn't caught on. You know, it doesn't figure it out. But what it means, what does it mean, Kedei la'arvev? So Rashi says, not that he's puzzled, but Rashi says in Tazan Reis, source 12, Kedei la'arvev, Shelo Yastin, Keshishma Yisrael, Mechavin es Hamitzas, Mistat Minvar. He sees the Jews are so eager to perform. They love this mitzvah, the Tekiah Shofar. They blow now, they blow later, they keep blowing the shofar so much. That'll take away some of his punch in terms of trying to deliver a negative report. That's what Menachem Hanan also writes.
They shouldn't use the word
Mitzvah. Imarvev just means it's, you're right, they should be Satman, it would be better to say. That's a good point. And Menachem Hanan also says like that, again on Tezan Ralph Gahoda, Tezan Ralph, source 13. Amar Yitzhak, Lama Tokom Rishon Yoshin, the Tokom Rishon Omnik, the Arva, Sarm Pirish, Kevon Shemotsonu. Okay, you have all these malachim coming to testify on Yom HaDin. And, you know, if there's one malach who says a really bad thing, that can mess everything up for you. One malach says a really good thing, can make everything good for you. So, therefore, the Jewish people figured, well, let's silence all the prosecuting angels, and we'll do the didactic permits. It's like he's holding back. He can't deliver his same report. And the Eri adds something. The Eri there in Rosh Hashanah also is 14. Adds something. He says, "V'chein apopi shatiku k'shen yoshin or shatoku k'shen yoshin chozen atoku m'shem omnin al seder brachos el arvus larvus sotan hameis of diach basmodas hamitzah." He wonders one second. Isn't there a problem about Tosis? Adding on, so the Miri says, and it's a shmuz in its own right, but I'm just reading what he says here in source 14. The din bal tosif ain kan. There's no bal tosif. Shakola kofel as hamitzah ain bo mishum bal tosif. Doing the same,
adding a mitzvah,
and either adding a brand new mitzvah or adding within a mitzvah, but doing the same mitzvah over and over again. That's not bal tosif.
Wait, not so like the Hasidim have like a million different adoptions. Right,
the Gemara says Hadassim you can hit. That was for other reasons. I can't go into right now. Hadassim you can hit the mitzvah and so on.
So this isn't like that?
But I'll tell you what this is like. If you'll take on Sukkis, you'll take the lulav and esrog, Hadassim, or it's not a banana, that's going to be baltosif. You're going to hold them, weigh them all together. Right? That's baltosif you're eating. Or you have tefillin. Tefillin's supposed to have four parshas. So I'll decide, I'll put in my tefillin besides the four parshas. I want to also put my bar mitzvah sedge in there. You know, I have something right out of my bar mitzvah, or right out of the Eferes HaDibros. Someone will put the nice idea. That's about Tosif. Okay? Or if you have a Kohen who delivers, he doesn't want to just say those three psukim. He wants to say another bracha. He feels in a good mood. He's going to give everybody a bracha. That's Baal Tosif. But to do the same, or another type of Baal Tosif is if I make up a brand new mitzvah altogether. I say that from now on Tuesday, he said, no, everyone has to stand in the head. So that's also Baal Tosif. I don't go into that Baal Tosif, but the Miri says, this is not Baal Tosif, because he's just doing the same mitzvah over again. Fine. Now, the name Amida and Yeshiva.
Wait,
so
you finish the whole thing, then you're doing it again. But if you're right in the middle, then you are changing the numbers.
What do you mean?
I'm supposed to have 9. And when I get up to 10, I had 2 more. So I had 11 instead of 9. Isn't that the same as 4 or 5 meaning in your rule? I didn't finish and do it again. No, it's so explain.
Well, yeah, but we're talking
about the Mu'umad. I understand.
That's what we're talking about here. You're asking like... Lama Tokin, Olakishin, Omdin, Otekul, Yoshin. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see. No, I'm not talking about that. No, instead of Tchia and Shurams, I'll do Tchia 3 times or something like that. That probably wouldn't bother us. Right.
And we're talking
about... Right, the Kashi Gemara. Let's come back to it. The Kashi Gemara was, why do we blow shofar earlier and later, right? Before Shema, to put it in our time today, why do we blow shofar before Shema Esrei and again during Shema Esrei? Okay, the answer is la arvus hasot. We want to show I love the mitzvah. That's not Baal Tosif. Fine. Now it's interesting. The terms yeshiva and amida here. So again, are a reference to the fact apparently that the tkiyas before this one, I say people are sitting. That's what they were doing before. Okay, there was laning and then there was haftorah and then I said some shuls of rabbis drosha. So everyone's sitting. And during the Shmoneh Esrei, you're standing. So the Sefer Mitzvahs caught in the smack, Mitzvah Tzadi Beis, it says, V'token v'yeshiva, v'chozer token v'amida, pirish, v'shoah shehakol v'chazen mispahol. Because amida, the word amida is the Shmoneh Esrei, right? You're tokeya in the amida. Now again, there's different customs that mean the silent Shmoneh Esrei or only the repetition, fine. But it's during what we call the amida, when everyone's standing up. That's called the tkiyas d'me'umad. And the ones before are called, forget about what we do, we'll come to that at the end, but that's called, the other ones are called the Tchias de Meyusha. So it's interesting, in the smack, and that Mitzvah Tzadi Beis, we have comments from Rabbeinu Peretz, one of the Balei Tosfos. So I have Hagos Rabbeinu Peretz on the smack, in Os Hei, in Mitzvah Tzadi Beis, 16, Pirish. Kashah kol yosrim achar kriyas haTorah, when the tzibur sits, you know, the after laning, or by after haTorah, right? Oz hatokea tokea me'umad. The Baal Tokeya stands up, he's got to blow. Now, that's what the Ben Apparat saying, a very interesting thing. He's saying, even by the so-called Kiyas de Me'umad, the congregation can sit, but the Baal Tokeya still must stand. Why? He says, the Gamrina Lochem Lochem, Mesiris Omer. We have a Xerishova, parallel. This is a that's a big problem. There are Ben Apparat. He's saying, Gamrina Lochem, he knows the first, but the Gamrina Lochem Lochem, Mesiris Omer. The Hosam, that's Russia. Now, how do we know by Sirius Omer? Also, a funny drasha. The Hosam Ksiv Bakoma, perish Bakuma, when you're standing. Okay, my time of Rochana Tzitzis Muma, that's when we put our Tzitzis or Talis, we also stand up. Because it also says, Ksiv Lachem, Vahel Lachem Litzitzis. Vahel Omer, and he has a Simon. He says, it only says these three. The Simonecha, Simon, remember, Atzas Hashem La'olam Tamod. It's in Yichud. Atzas Hashem La'olam Tamod. Atzas Rosh Tevez Omer Tzitzis Tekiah La'olam Tamod. That's the Ben Apparat. That's what he says here. Now, first of all, where does it get to? Okay, 1 second, we'll get to it. So take a look. I have the psukim for you if you want to see them. Parshas Pinchas, by Rosh Hashanah, v'chodesh Shvi, that's Rosh Hashanah 7th month, right? Because even though it's a new year, the months come from Nisan, counts from Nisan. Chodesh Shvi, v'chad l'chodesh, etc. Kamalach v'loz hasu, yom troye lochem. Pasiris Omer, v'sartem lochem, mochars haShabbos. That's in Parshas Emor, v'yikor, perachavim, v'pasach tazwa. And then the third thing we have by Pasiris Omer, because, there's some link between... where does that come from? What's a funny limud? Perek Tez Zayin of Chumash Zohar, Parashas Ve'ei, Pasuk Tez, Shiva Shavuos Tisfalah, count 7 weeks, good. Me'achel Chemesh Bakoma. When you begin to take the knife, the what do you call it, the sickle, whatever, you harvest, that's a harvest the sheaves, they're called the Bakoma, the Koma is the standing leaves, the standing of the sheaves. Okay? So it says, I have a drush of a comma, so you also have to stand up. So this is really fascinating because it's like a funny limud from a funny limud. You know, it's a lachem, lachem, from kuma, and the third thing is tzitzit. Huh?
Right,
Right, the Chazal's drush, and neither is Gereshava. And neither is Gereshava. Gereshava is also a time honored tradition. Parsim Parshas Lach by Tzitzis also, we know that Perak Tzitzis, Midrash, Parsim Lamin Tzitzis, we know Vahel Achem Latzitzis, Risham Latzol, etc. Well, there's an interesting Rabbin of Peretz, but it makes it into the tour. The tour in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, or Chaim Simin Tov Kuf Pehe, says, the Omeid HaTokea Liskoa, the Tokea Baal Tokea stands, Shetzar Shizkam Omeid, Dixiv Yom Tzu, Yelachem. Yachinim Yelachem, Dixiv Gabe Omer. We can connect that to Lachem by Sirius Omer, or Sirius Omer Mu'uma, Dixiv Mehechach Kamish Bakoma, Altik Bakoma, Ela Bakoma. Not only is it a tour, it's in the Shoharach too. Shoharach Simin Tov Kuf Pehe, or Chaim Sif Aleph, Tzarach Liskoa Mu'umad, he doesn't give it a whole detail. And then the Ramo adds, "We're not going to call Abima of Malkum Shachar. The meaning is to blow a shofar by the Bima. You know where we're laying from. Fine, but he mentions to Mu'umad. So the many wonder the Birkei Yosef 23 and 24. The Birkei Yosef, the Chidah, and the Birkei Yosef there in our Chaim Sim Tav Kuf Pehei. He quotes the Torah says it, and he quotes the Marim Beis Yosef brings it from Hagos Maimonides. Okay, but he says here it is: the Hani Alfusos, these all these drushes Lo Nimtzu Achov Yamim Yam HaTalmud Bavli Yerushalmi. Okay, I wouldn't have the knowledge to say it. The Chidah says it. He says, these drushes are not found anywhere in the Gemara. There's no Gemara. Not in the Bavli, not in Yerushalmi. Udelo kar beis David tzim shim pei chesher kam degzer shav azui b'gemara beis ha-makom. It ain't. Okay, it's not in the Gemara. There's no such Gemara or Medjan. So he's a little bothered by this. I mean, you know. I'm not sure. No, but whoever the Chidah rejected. Well, the Chidah didn't say, yeah, it's a Gemara somewhere. The Chidah says, no, it isn't a Gemara somewhere. There's no such Gemara. Okay? The Gamma Rashbats, the Chidushe Rosh Hashanah Daf Chavches, okay, Hevia B'Shem Smak, the cost of any Odea Minayin Lo Gzereshova. Even the Rashbats, also one of the Gedolim, he says, I don't know where this Gzereshova comes from. Ve'ikur gabi omer kasavon b'kasav mishnah perek zayin the tmidim b'shem of Yitzchak ibn Geis shekabala b'yad rav osein lispor ma'umad v'asmichu ha'akra. He says by Sirius HaOmer there's some sort of tradition they connected to the pasuk. However, the Chidah with his great pekiyah says ulam hachi ashkechon b'midrash psikta parshas lechlo parshas evor. I found it's not in the Gemara, it's not in the Bavli Yerushalmi, but I found the psikta. There's a medrash somewhere, okay, that does mention this idea, as I mentioned earlier in Simon Ches, and so let's take a look what he says. So yes, here it is. We'll see in a second. So the Chidah refers to what he said back in Simon Ches. That's by Hilchos Tzitzis. So I printed that also here in 24. That's the Birkei Yosef in Simon Ches. He says, Vivarach Mu'umad, right? But Tzitzis also, Talos also, you stand. So he quotes the same thing with the connection to Sirius Omer, because it also says, by Tzitzis, Alachem, Tzitzis, and he says, the Vudram brings, or Ches Chaim brings, everybody brings it, okay? And some wonder if you look maybe five lines down. The Heichon Motzim Tamudidon the Mahadur time of Mitzvah Shkubah Sozom Omer. Okay, where do we find it? We don't find it anywhere in the Gemara. It's not in the Gemara. Okay, and he quotes the Sefer Yireim and the Balei Tosfos, and he says Lo Drasha Zu Shamati. I've heard this, but the Lo Yadati Makom. I don't know the source of this whole drasha. Okay, and all right. So then he says in the second paragraph there of Simon Ches in the Sukkot and Beis. Again, so he says it briefly in Tav Kuf Pe'ahei, Sukkot Aleph, here he says it in Sukkot Beis, V'anochi ish tzoyer, matzosi the psikta, or lekach tov. Another name for the psikta is Medrash Lekach Tov. Okay? Quotes says, Medrash Lekach Tov, Parshas Emor, Shekhas Hashem, V'zeh Lashonah. Well, I printed it for you. So if you take a look in 25, the psikta zutris, or lekach tov, Ayikra Parshas Emor, Ad b'mochas Hashem, Tzidchav Shinyom, Lachem b'amida. Shenema mehecha chemish makoma koma bekuma umimenu onelamedim al kol mitzvah shenema bolachem, and he has another one we haven't seen yet so far. Kigon mila the tzitzis simply so because by mila it also says himo lachem kol zachar and by lachem the tzitzis shekulam mitzvah makoma zchuv is that mitzvah zalochet. So Yeah, well, that's, yes, he's standing. It's interesting because in some ways it would probably be easier than all to sit, I suspect. I don't know. I'm not a mole, but, you know, standing, he's got to, especially old, he's got to bend over, you know, the bare back. Not as simple necessarily.
Does that mean the father also has to be standing?
No, not necessarily. No, I don't think so. The person's doing a mitzvah.
But is,
I mean, it's performing a mitzvah.
The...
Yeah, but who, that's interesting. I'm not sure, actually. It's a good question. Maybe late Tarisha.
Doesn't mean you have
okay.
to
right, right, right. Anyway, but that's what he mentions over here. Okay. The big guy was a sentence to this trick that he quotes it.
But here he's saying okay. More.
Yeah, right. He throws a little more. Than, that's why I wanted to print it, you know, because he now, I, let's go back to the well, he also says it in Lech Lecha by Mila. On the Parakid Zion in Timnit Gimel of the Psik Tzuchel Lech Lecha and Bereshis, he says, a mitzvah Mila Rach Miliam Mumad Yafina Berchaz Omim in Bakama Uksiba Omer Sartal Lechem Lamadnu Kol Mitzvah שנאמר בלחם מצוס וקומה דומי דבחס עומר וכסי במילים הלחם זכור וכן בציצר הלחם here he adds וכן בלולב וכחתם לחם במרשון so right, right. So he's quoting the Pesukta. So again, we're throwing in now other things besides the three that we had earlier. Atzach Hashem Lo Matam. Lachem, standing. We have this, that's what he's saying. But at least it's a medrash. The original source by Sirius Omer. So it's Omer, it says Bakoma, which we darshan to mean Bakoma standing up, and it says by Sirius Omer Sartam Lachem, so everyone else says Lachem, that's the drasha. I just want to show you, so he mentions, Yadua, look back in 2024 in the Birkiyosa, five lines on the bottom towards the end. Yadua, the Stama Psikta Umer Basenu Zal. He's telling us the Psikta is a legitimate source. It's you know, it's a bona fide source. Okay? The Kamadinim. What's that? No, so this is it. He says, "V'gam doesn't say, but he says, "V'kama dinam haRambam hora geber maran bekesef mishum mekor mepsikta." He says, "There's some dinam the Rambam that the kesef mishum says comes from the psikta." I'm a chaver of psikta Rabbeinu Tuvia. Hakol is managonim. Okay, it's a later medrash. It's not Talmud Amorim.
It's
not the Gemara, but at least it's a later medrash. It's a medrash. It's a later medrash. Early Shana, right? Harei matzon shorshim is hadismaya.
What's
the
Sefer
Tanya? That's not the Baal Tanya. There's a Sefer Tanya Rabosi, which is from the Rishonim. Halacha. See, it's a good question. I don't know why.
Well, it's okay. So important that it's good
okay.
For halacha.
So
why would if I why?
So, I don't have an answer why it's not the
Gemara.
I don't know. Other traditions. It's an early tradition. That's the point.
We're not saying this is a tradition.
We didn't say that. We'll see. So, but it's certainly preferable. So the Lekach Tov, he says, fine. And the Psikta is called Lekach Tov, fine. I just mentioned quickly to finish up this issue, okay, the Bala Iter, Sefer Iter 27, the Sefer Iter, which is also one of the Rishonim, Zilchus Tzitzis, of Ayin Vav Tur Dalet and over to Ayin Zayin Tur Aleph in this edition, he says in 27, the Kosar Ben Utuvia, the Tzorach L'Rach Mu'uma, the Ksiva Alech Hamlet Tzitzis, and Lachem, the Connected Nesfira, he says the same thing by Mila, okay, and he also throws in, he also mentions Hallel, and he also mentions Megillah, so there he doesn't, he just says, because there's another rule, look at the second line, that's what I'm saying. Forget Lachem, there's another rule. Rav Chavid, whoever that is, Omar Kol Mitzvah Sholonit Lohanos. Okay? Well, you get no personal benefit from it. I know in general, Mitzvah Slav Lohanos, but I mean, but in general, you get Hanof for some Mitzvahs. Those that don't, you also have to say standing. He's a low brewer of time. I don't go into that now. But I do want to mention, in Shabbat Tuvia, the Minchas Olozah points out, the Munchas Rebbe, the Minchas Olozah, Chelek Aleph Simon Memchas 28. He writes, the Balaito quotes this in Rabbeinu Tuvia, Behula Fanana Psikta Zutrasa, Nikra Lekach Tov, Rabbeinu Tuvia Beleza, that's the author of the Psikta. And he says, Shanifa Zer, Mekar of Allah, Valav Kimena Balaito, Kanire, Vine, no, the Shabbeinu Tuvia, Hibakama Dvar Mesefer Lekach Tov Sham, Game Achorim Shalachar Talmud. There are things that the Lekach Tov brings which are after the time of the Talmud, Kimor Rabbusha Darshan, okay, Mefarshimach, Old Mefarshimachonim. Hakol Sombi Al Kutav, Alav Dafka Medivre Chazal Avad. Okay, so he says that it's not only, and apparently, as he says, this was a tradition which the Rishonim already accepted, and that's it. So it may not be in the Gemara. He went out to, well, for other,
well,
but
the one he just mentioned,
right,
and Pio Kedayim.
Yes, yeah. I don't want to go into that. Might be for a different reason, but at least the mechazal is not talking about those. The mechazal is only talking about the lochem ones, and there is such a tradition. So the Avudram says,
if it's a tradition, we don't need a source.
Right. So basically, it's like an asmachta. That's what the Avudram writes in Birchas Hashachar 29. V'sheish mitzvos hein shemichos anulmud. He has six. And here's another simon. Simon lahem alat shalem omer levana bechidusha. Here it is. The Avudram mentions kiddush levana. Okay, Levana Bechidusha. Levana Bechidusha, because you want to. Titsa Shofar Lulav Mila.
There's another reason I always bring it up.
Look, it says in Kizron itself.
Right, no.
The Kabbalah Pnei Shechina. Right.
Because it's Kabbalah
Pnei Shechina. Right. Yeah, Mamur, right. That says in Kizron. But he calls it a different thing. He says by Kizron Chodes, Chodes Elachem, right? So that's what the Avudram has, all these different drushes. Okay? But at the end, he says, all right. So you have to have bekima other mitzvahs. You don't have to say it like halal mikubigil. You don't have to worry about it. Kaviyish omer kalazek ki komitzim ba'anom v'rochon lemumah. He mentions that orchas chaim also chelak alaf as lasitzes os chavzayin. He quotes Yishalmi that all brachas should be said ma'umad, meaning brachas mitzvahs, not brachas anenin. Okay, and he has a mocker by yamosh. Right, he said by yamosh. Yeah, by yamosh. I think not, because it's part of the suda. But he says by yamosh Shlomo v'ivorech. I printed.
On, right?
So maybe no, that doesn't matter. Take a look at. For an example, yeah. The seal of Shlomo. He calls Shlomo's power. Says by Yamod by Yavarech. That's sort of like a remez. By Yamod by Yavarech. In Pasuk Nun Hay. Or by the Leviim. It says in Parsha Shoftim. Dvarim Parakim Ches Pasuk Hay. Kivo Bocha Hashem Elokecha Mikol Shvatecha Lamod L'Shoreis. So in general, we have this idea of standing up. Okay. I do want to mention that the Shibbol HaLeket, forgetting about this business with Lachem and this funny connection and it's a tradition, the Shibbol HaLeket in Seder Rosh Hashanah Simon Reish Pei Tez also quotes, "Ominik shatokei atokei ma'umar apal pishat tzibur yoshin beilah tekiyas." The tzibur can sit for those earlier tekiyas called tekiyas mu'un, but the Baal tekiyas will stand up anyway. "Umotzasi b'tshuvas ha'gaonim," the tekiyas show from ma'umar, a totally different reason. "The gamrina la mechatzotzos." The days of Beis Hamikdash, it would also at certain times sound chatzotzos, and also the midbar to remove or different to trumpets, right? And with gemiri, the Shmuel like writes gemiri the chatzotzos b'amido. We have also halacha mosh misina gemiri. It usually means that chatzotzos had to be blown b'amido. So Meila thought it's tkiyah shofar b'amido.
Why don't you gemiri?
So he said,
"What's that gemiri? You don't need the other
part." He says, "Well, look at the saying. He has a different reason. He doesn't mention
Allah. We don't need the lachem.
No, why do we need the chatzotzos altogether?
What's that?
How do we know chatzotzos? We don't want the chatzotzos to something else. How do we know chatzotzos is b'amida from a gemiri? So have a gemiri on what we're trying to get to.
Okay, but I guess there was no gemiri to shofar. I mean, for chatzotzos to stand. From there, we learned to shofar.
Yeah,
chatzotzos to
shofar. What came first, the shofar or the gemiri?
But it's not like there was Shabbat here exactly.
So the other one, how do you know? How do you get from all?
He doesn't deal with that. It's well, like he's mentioning different reasons. You know, he doesn't talk about the lochem. Okay,
what's the
gemiri? The gemiri is that the chatzotzos were blown standing.
Oh, so we're not.
No, forget lochem now. Forget lochem. Okay. From there, we learn the shofar also should be standing.
So where's the jump? Okay.
Whatever it is, tekiah standing. Nothing to do with lochem.
That's
so it doesn't matter if he owns the prophet or a ram. Exactly. Now, then he quotes, the Ochi Rabbeinu Binyamin, my brother Binyamin, said a different reason. The Melech Mistaber Shetzar Chatar L'Kol B'Amida, came and said, Yom Yom Adin, Utkiya Shofar, Yom Alameda Sanigar Alenu. He basically says it's like a court proceeding here. And a court proceeding, the litigants or the defendants stand up. Even by American law, when they read a sentence, they tell the defendant, please rise, right? And I'm not sure if it's required, but I think when the lawyers, I think they have to stand in front of the jury when they present their case and so on. So therefore, he says basically that's the message. Well, look, and he says it's proper to stand in front. So forget about lochem and forget about chatzos. The whole shofar is part of the court proceeding. Okay, it's the defense. It's Sani Goro, Zechel Akedis Yitzchak, right? We belong to the shofar to remind us of Akedis Yitzchak that there should be, you know, during the court we bring up positive things, so that should be done when we're standing. So again, I don't know, by the way, in terms of the chatzot, I just wanted to show you in the next page, 34 and 35, quickly. Okay, 34, is a Gemara Mishnah, Mishnah Sukkah. Nun Aleph and Aleph going over, and Nun Aleph and Bey is a Mishnah by the Simcha Spaces Shweva, right, on Sukkot, this water drawing ceremony, right, the whole Simcha. So it says the Mishnah, Mishalor, Simcha Spaces Shweva, Loro, Simcha Biyamov. Whoever didn't witness Simcha Spaces Shweva doesn't know what it means, right? But, and part of this Mishnah goes through the whole ceremony, right? To go over quickly, and usually when we have karbanas, the karbanas are accompanied always by a wine offering, wine libation, like we say, Omin Chasam bin Niskehem, Nisuch, right? The Nisko, Yayin Kinisko, Yayin Kinisko, we say all the time in karbanas, right? Yayin Kinisko. On Sukkot, you also had a water pouring, so it poured water on his Mizbeach also. Again, it's also learned from tradition, but we had a water pouring ceremony, and the Mishnah is described that on every day of Sukkot, they had this water pouring ceremony, so on Chalamoid, they would actually have a whole all-night party, basically, until they went down this original Simchas Beis Shevus. And today, many yeshivas and chassidish shtibels and so on have Simchas Beis Shevus as zecher. But the original Simchas Beis Shevus, the mikdash, was a whole show that went on all night long, till the morning, till they drew the water. Every night of Chalamayit. Every night of Chalamayit. Not on Yontif, because they had instruments and dancing. They don't have a Chalamayit Yontif, but I want Shabbos either. But a Chalamayit, yeah. Every night of Chalamayit. Every night of Chalamayit. The mikdash
is no instrument.
Every night, huh?
Instruments,
that's true. Instruments is true. That wasn't the problem. Anyway, they didn't do it. This simcha says a simcha is an adokal or yotel or Shabbos, right? Anyway, I don't go to that now, but it says Amdu Shnei Kohanim B'Shar Ayon Shem Ezonazim U'Shnei Chatzos Bidein. It says the Kohanim was standing. I'm saying so that shows
the Chatzos.
Right. But it could sit when you're blowing it. So it's there. I'm just saying maybe that's the mock of the standing of Chatzos. I don't know. And as far as litigants, so that's a pasuk chumash, right? In Parshas Shoftim, the Dvarim Yitzchak, Yitzchak, Amdu Shnei Anashim. Okay. Now let's come to the following. So after all of this, so strictly speaking, we said that the congregation can sit for the so-called Tchias Tumah. What about the Baal Tokeh stands? So Radvaz has a tshuva, 36. Tshuva is Radvaz Chelik Dalad Simon Chof Hei, which in many editions is split into two, Elof Kuf Alof, Simon Chof Hei Chelik Dalad. Yaldein Rabbeinu Loma Ein Omdin Hakol B'Shas HaTchias. The Gamrin of the Chol HaMitzvah, Sibu Hem Lachem. Why is it only the Baal Tokeh that stands for the so-called Tchias Tumah, which apparently was, again, that's not our practice. Our practice, one second, slowly.
The Baal Tokeh is really not doing an additional
slowly, one second, good. So, let's see, so he's, but his point is, either it should be everyone sitting, everyone standing. Why is the Baal Tokeh, that's the Rabbi Zvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizvizviz see what he said. He says, "Odo that I'm in a lama ain't only a call b'shas atkius." So gamrina l'chol mitzvah sibo hem lachem to be in a moment. It's just omer, right? He has the whole drasha with the kavakama. Everything we said, okay. My high time and tzorcha tachir l'mod v'ushliach akol and came lama hangos rim. Why, but we have such a thing called the tkius to miyushav? Again, our tradition today in 2017, we stand then too. It's true, but why then? Why would kiss the Yusha? Why would attack the city? Everyone should stand. Chuba, parkasantachem, because she ikar hatakias, right? Haim osan shal seder habrachas. Contrary to popular belief, the essential tekias, the real tekias, are the tekias that are blown as part of the Shemoneh Esrei, not the previous or the earlier ones. The real tekias are seder habrachas, where we say malchus and hashavos. Again, two different traditions. In both the repetition and in the sashmas, or just the repetition. Fine. But whatever it is, those are the ikar tekias. But also at that time, how do you call a column? Everyone is standing then. Behind the decree, like Tkiyas Mumut. And that's what we call it, Tkiyas Mumut, because then everyone's standing. That's a different problem. That's a different problem. Good, very good question. Aval Tkiyas de Miyushev, Einam ela kadesha sotan ma'urva, but Tkiyas de Mumut, the Mishum Kvara Tzibur, lo rola triach aleim lamod. Since the earlier tekiyas, that's what he's saying, are just sort of la'arvus asatam, like we said before, to show chavivus hamitzvah. That's not really the mitzvah. They weren't matriach everybody to stand up. Okay, that's what he said. We don't matriach them all the hidurim. We don't make them stand up. Okay, and kevan shasidim lishmot tekiyas the woman, because they're gonna hear and they're gonna be standing later anyways, and that's the main tekiyah. So they don't have to make them stand up now. So why does the Baal Tokeh stand? He says, Tzviach HaTokeh Shiyamur, K'dinuris Shumur, Inna Mishum Kavar HaTzibur. It's like, you know, Kavar HaTzibur. We'll get back to the other reason in a second. Mitzvah Shimumur. Omei Atab, here's what he says. Mi Shalo Shama HaTkiyos Al Seder HaBrachos. Okay? Someone who didn't hear the Tkiyos in the Shemana say, V'atah Bla Lishma Osam, Tzorach Lamod. He's saying that if like, a sick person, someone who couldn't come to shul. Obviously, if you're too ill to stand, we're not talking about that. We're talking about someone who can stand, Taka, he says, should stand. Because that, for him, is the Ikar Tekiyas. So he should Taka stand. If you weren't in shul, someone couldn't make the shul, wasn't good. I think that's probably not the practice, but I'm not sure. But
most people can't do shul.
Not right, that's right. So that's the point. You couldn't make the shul. Right. But sometimes they have it, you know, old age home, whatever. So that's what the Radvaz said. Okay? Anyway, that's what the Radvaz says. So the earlier Tekis, you can see, he compares at least with the Sfaradim, the Tefillin. They sit and they put on Tefillin, so yeah, then they stand for the Tefillin, so same idea. I'm just saying, you sit for the first and stand for the second. Okay. The moment of Ram, though, is bothered in Simatovko Fehed, Sukkot Nal, the one of Ram, says, he quotes the Radvaz, and he says, V'gama shomea tzarech lamor imlo shoma seder brochas me'umad, v'lo yadati minoleha. He quotes the Knesset Chofei's Knesset Gola. Where does that come from? Where does that come from? That you have to stand later? You have to stand when you're in shul, and they're saying, Shmonasrei, so you stand. But where does he jump from there? You have to stand if you haven't? Well, why? So he doesn't understand it.
What he's saying is, the
Ma'umad
is because of
Sparta. Right. That's the Ma'umad, right. Exactly. Now, the Primogodim on that Ma'umad of Ram, let's see. So the Primogodim in Arachayim on that Ma'umad of Ram, Isha Ram, Sukkot and Aleph, says, quotes the Ma'umad of Ram, and the Knesset Agdola, Kosov Da Shomea, Eno Tzarech Lamor, Afal Seder Brochas. He seems to say that the way he's learning the Knesset Agdola, the truth is, even for the Tekiyas, the Ma'umad, the congregation can sit. Okay. About Tokeya only has to stand. About Teres, it can't be Yeshiva. Tokeya only has to show me Chol Leishay. Or with Tzvila, with Sinema Brachas, Machos and Chosha, show me Nami Omdin. And as he sends you the Elia Rabba, who quotes the same Radvaz, and he says, because of Ode, the Tzorach, La Tokeya Sheyamot, Kedina, Mitzvah, Shemur, Adkan, Ratzon, Lomar, Av She'ein Zeh, Mitzvah, Tekiya, Mikol Mokam, Kevin, he's bothered now by Tekiya, Stim Yushav. What they're bothered by is Tekiya, Stim Yushav. If you're telling me they don't really count anyways, so why can't the chazan sit? Right. Who cares about lachem? That's not the ikar mitzvah. So the Radvaz already said, well, maybe it's called a tzibur or something. Still, he should be able to sit. And they're all saying he has to stand. And mikol mokom kevin latzim tkiyas mitzvah midah hitzim gam bezeh. Rak latzibur lo hitzrichu. That's a shrach. Well, the mitzvah is to stand, and they weren't matrich everybody. Okay? I'm not sure. El Yerabi said, but that'll answer the kasha. Now the Chidor, the Bikayosef there, and Simitovko Pehes and Cotton Gimel, again, they're all bothered by this Radvaz. He says the Mogan Rav misunderstood the Radvaz. Okay, according to the Knesset Gdola, he said he wasn't talking about Tekiyas Stim Yushav, he was talking about Tekiyas Stim Umad. Okay, but in any event, we're trying to understand why there should be a chilek between the Baal Tokeya and the crowd, and the Tzibur. Okay, why should the Baal Tokeya have to stand by Tekiyas Stim Yushav? Okay, it should be that you do whatever, you know, either everybody or nobody.
That's part of the
evil. Okay, maybe. Tomorrow we have mixes us up. Okay. So it could depend upon this question, Monty, you mentioned before. And that is, what exactly is the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah tekiyah? Is the mitzvah the shmiyah? So the Rosh in Rosh Hashanah, Perek Dalet Siman Yod, the quote, Machlokes regarding the text of the bracha. The Gemara never has the mentions the text of the bracha on the Kishova. Never mentions it. Okay, now some suggest that the reason why the Gemara never mentions the text of the bracha because there was no bracha on the Kishova. What do you mean there was no bracha? Because the Kishova takes place in the Shemoneh Esrei. So let's think about it. It's a strange thing. Kishova in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. We don't do other mitzvahs in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. I mean, on Pesach, you don't eat matzah in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei on Pesach. Like Hanukkah in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. You can't make a bracha in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Now you can't, but as many point out, whenever you have a bracha, a mitzvah, which is in the context of bracha, it doesn't need its own bracha. That's why we don't make a bracha, Asher Kedushan Sonah Al Kriyashma. Because it has other brachas. We don't make a bracha on Birch Hamazon. Before benching, why don't we say bracha? Because it is a bracha, right? So by Machas and Shofar, also is brachas together with Tekiyas Shofar. So anyway, so bottom line is, Medina the Gemara never mentions the bracha. So Machok is showing him what is the bracha. So Rush quotes him in a Tam Kosam, Sheesh Levarach Al Tekiyas Shofar. The bracha is bracha Hashem al kemachom Hashem kesar zonah al tkiyas shofar. That's what he said. That's the yosig mamitzasa. Rav Yoh, hey, let me read it. Rav Yoh, hey, Rav Yishalmi, tokiyas shofar tzorch levarach Hashem kesar zonah lishma. He has big kol shofar. We have kol shofar. The big kol shofar b'shechiyano Bechakta Tochen. Bechain Kaza Bahad. That the bracha is lishmor b'kol shofar and not lishkol b'shofar, not al tkiyah shofar.
That was a gift. Okay.
The machlokes is rishonim. That's machlokes. Rabbeinu Tam said the bracha is al tkiyah. I mean, prominent rishonim says al tkiyah shofar. Okay, and al tkiyah shofar. Look, by Megillah we say al mikra Megillah, right? I mean, so he says, does one someone say the same thing? Okay. The Rambam clearly holds not that way. The Rambam Hilchos Shofar Perek Gimel Halacha Yod agrees with the others. They're not like Rabbeinu Tam. Look at the Rambam Perek Gimel Halacha Yod. Haminig Aposha, the widespread minig b'seder tekiyas shel Rosh Hashanah b'tibur kachu. Achar shekor b'Torah machzir na sefer l'mkomo. It's not what we do. I think we don't put the sefer Torah back before tekiyas shofar. But anyway, he said, everyone sits down. Yoshrin Koam ve'echad omei. So the Rambam was of the opinion of the Lishmo Kol Shofar. The Rabbeinu Tam was not a Da'at Shachar. The Sefer Mitzvah is God of the Smag. Essen Simen Mitzvah Saseh Simen Membeis. Right? Mitzvah Saseh Let's Go B'Shofar Shoshana Etc. V'chim V'Varach V'Varach Al Tkiyah Shofar B'Shechiyano. Okay, that's what he says.
So
Maram Shaka, right? The Maram Shaka in Sfin Yud has a correspondence with Eliyahu Mizrahi. Well, Mizrahi known with Chuvas from him. He's more known for early Achronim. So they wrote on this. He has a correspondence with Eliyahu Mizrahi. The Mizrahi run around Rashi, but we have Chuvas from him also. Anyway, he says the Rambam said. Basically, he says what it boils down to is it's not just the machlokas and brachas. The machlokas is the mitzvah shmiyah shofar, the mitzvah tkiyah shofar. And, you know, there's logic on both sides, okay?
Is there anyone that says tkiyah shofar might mean shmiyah?
Well, I don't know. But take a look now, look back at 43, the way the smag formulated the mitzvah. Mitzvahs asay luskoa b'shofar. Now look at the way the Rambam formulates the mitzvah. Perak alav alav alav. Mitzvah say shotorah. Lishmoa true shofar. So clearly that's the machlokas, and that's why the Rambam Paskins, by the way, in Halacha Gimel, has a very interesting psak. Shofar hagozel. Let's say we all know if you steal a lulav, okay, you can't be yotze with that lulav. Let's say a guy figures, well, and I want to break even. I'll violate the issue of stealing, but I'll get a mitzvah lulav. Right? That's no good. Even without mitzvah bover. But anyway, the point is that because of lachem, the first day. Okay. But anyway, but be that as it may, it's right. But otherwise, and that's a mitzvah bover there. Right. Exactly. Mitzvah bover. Because now, what about if you steal a shofar? So the Rambam says, shofar gozel shetaka bo yotza. Why she'en a mitzvah ela b'shmiyas hakol? The mitzvah is to hear the sound. The sound wasn't stolen. The implement that produced the sound was stolen. We're all agreeing not on a steal. I mean, of course, you can't do that. But if it is, that's the Rambam says, because the mitzvah ain't b'kol din gezel. The sound wasn't stolen. So again, of course, the person who stole it violated the Aver of stealing. No doubt about that. But he said, ain't the cold din gezel. So that's the Rambam Shitoso. So, in fact, the Rambam in the Tshuva, it's in the Kuf Mem Beis, someone asked him, series of Shalos, this is 24 in that series, Ma Hevdo ben Lishmo Kol Shofar ben Altki Shofar. Is it really such a big difference at the very bottom of the page of 46, right? It's the Tshuva's Rambam, it's in Kuf Mem Beis. Is it really such a big difference in Nusra HaBrocha? He said, you bet there's a difference. Hachuma, Hahedo Benem Golama, oh, there's a tremendous difference in these two. Zesha mitzvah chavis, ain't a tkiya, el shmias a tkiya. By ultimately, he says, Sheilo, I saw mitzvah chavis a tkiya, because if the mitzvah were tkiya, then every Jew would have to blow a shofar by himself. It would be a physical mitzvah, by clear at home. Okay? A chayv kol armar and kol iskoa. But that doesn't help with tkiya, that also shmias. Okay? Well, again, if it's a physical mitzvah, it's a physical mitzvah. No, we'd be like, no. He says it'll be like taking the lulav.
Oh, it won't be like Kiddush.
No, it gives you here. The mitzvah to hear Kiddush, okay?
Then why can a father appoint a boy?
Thank you to Jew.
So one second. So that's a further question. Is the mitzvah of my son or the mitzvah of the child should be circumcised? I'm going to that now. That's a further question.
The mitzvah to hear Kiddush is to say Kiddush.
The mitzvah to say Kiddush. We have a principle called Shomei Kona.
Right.
Now, you want to say that Shomei Kona extends to blowing as opposed to just words, maybe it does.
Yeah,
that's one of the answers. Exactly. So, and a chadami, some say like that. I mean, the Rambam doesn't, though. The Rambam says you'd have to do it. Okay? So, in any event, you see the issue. So now, coming around to what we're saying over here, So now we can understand, well, if you hold that the mitzvah is tekiah, now at least I can understand, if you hold like that, not like the Rambam, if you hold like every, like the Tam, and like the Smag, and like other, I mean, these are prominent Rishonim, these are not, you know, these are prominent Rishonim. Now I understand why, even by the tekiah, the Miyushav, the Baal Tokeah has to stand. Why? Because he's doing the Maisa HaMitzvah. The person who's doing the Maisa HaMitzvah, whether it's because of Lachem or whatever else, he's got to stand. The rest of the congregation, what do you mean they weren't matriach them? Either you have to stand or not. The answer is you don't, because it's not the Iker Tekiah Shofar. But since the person who's blowing is doing a Maisa HaMitzvah, then he's got to stand. Okay? And
every
mitzvah of this group, like, well, has the Lachem. Those mitzvahs. If you hold the mitzvah tekiah, I can understand. So the other people are mekayim the mitzvah through him. He's their shliach, like you were saying. He's a shliach. It's like Shomei Kona.
But
the Rambam, right? So the Rambam holds that you can't compare it to the kiyah.
Yeah, he holds
the shliach.
But if you hold the kiyah,
then you're going to have to compare.
If you hold the kiyah, then everybody has to blow himself.
That's what he says.
Is there anybody who holds the kiyah and you could be also be listening?
Yes.
And what's the story of that? Because it must be like it.
Yes, exactly right. That's when I answered you before, the Rambam. Not according to the others, right? We're saying, right, we're saying, well, the Rambam holds that it would be like Lulav if the Rambam objects that view.
Right.
So he challenges that view. But they'll answer no.
And
it's more like
you.
That's right. That's correct. But the others obviously disagree with him. And the Tom obviously disagrees with him.
Because they hold
Tekiah, but
it's Shemayah only.
Or something so similar mechanism. Yes, you have to.
What about today, that's first holder?
You can be up to somebody else.
Does
the person have to stand? I mean, does the person stand? An interesting question. I'm not sure.
Wait, but the person listening, you're saying?
Yeah.
No,
the person saying has to stand, yeah.
Because what? That's the Iker Mitzvah?
The one who performs the act of the Mitzvah has to stand. The one who performs the act of the Mitzvah. So according to these, we show the act of the Mitzvah is Tekiah. So that's why it has to stand, even by the Tekiah Temusha.
And even by today's Tekiah Somo?
I would think so. I would think, I mean, if it's only Darbana, I still think
such
so.
Such a thing,
okay.
Now, Vidui? And would the one listening have to say it?
That's an interesting question. I mean, according to this group, we're sure not. Now, what's interesting is the Rambam, okay, is going to be a bit of a problem, because the Rambam holds, let's look at the Rambam Paragim Alach Yud Beis, right? You have to blow the shofar. Look at the last line. All you need is the end of that yilu beis for us. V'chol adorah v'tzibur, aval ha'yochid, bein sheshoma al seder brachas, bein shalol shoma al seder bein me'umad, bein me'yushim, yotzav, ein b'zeh minig. The Rambam says, somebody who's stuck at home, and they come to him, he can stand, he can sit, he can do whatever he wants. Okay, he can do whatever he wants. The whole thing doesn't apply. Which implies that b'tzibur, then the Rambam seems to be saying, you got to stand or sit, and you know, whatever it is, at the appropriate time, it's a must. So that's a bit of a problem, because at least l'chatchila, but the question, what I'm wondering is, yeah, right, what I'm wondering is, see, what I don't know is we've solved the issue of the Baal Tokeah standing, even with the Mishu, because he's performing the act of the mitzvah, okay? But the rest of the people don't have to. They only have to stand when they're doing the Iker mitzvah, according to the Rishonim, who hold that the tekiah is the mitzvah, so the Baal Tokeah has to stand, and everyone else, so then, but when they're sitting, that's tekiah mitzvah. When they're saying, someone has to stand, that's tekiah mitzvah. Right, exactly. According to them. But the problem is the Rambam. Right, but the problem is the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, why should the Baal Tokeah have to stand?
Right.
Why should he? Okay, that's the question. Okay, before we get to that,
so
the Tosafot says...
Standing is Ma'akim.
No.
Never mind. Okay. So you might say, no, it's not Ma'akim. But it's a Chathila. Okay, we're not going to say.
Okay.
But I just want to show you just one point that the Valetosis point out in Tzachim of all places, Kuftes Omanal, nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. Interesting point. You know, the case over there is there's only enough Morer. I'm sorry, the person has the same vegetable for Morer as he has for Karpas. Okay? Because you can ask an interesting question altogether, getting back to the Bracha. Why should the Bracha be recited by the time we're doing the Tis the Miyushev, when that's not the Iker Mitzvah? Why are we saying a bracha?
Right.
So it makes the comparison. Tosis makes the comparison. Sochem kuftes one out.
Twice?
No, we don't.
Yeah. How can you make a bracha?
I thought it was just right.
You said the bracha more.
Yes, but I'm saying, how do you make the bracha early when that's not the ikar mitzvah? Okay, you see where I'm going with this. The Tosis says, you know, it's like let's say you only have a person with limited funds. He only has enough vegetables. In Europe somewhere, wherever.
Everything washed away.
All he has is lettuce. So he's going to use it for Mars, use it for Karpas. Karpas can be any vegetable, any bar peradol. So the Tosafot says, based on the Gemara, they should make the bracha of Alachilas Morer, you know when? When he eats Karpas. Why? Because it's going to look funny. He's going to eat the lettuce for Karpas, and a half hour later he's going to get up to the Morer, and now he's going to say Alachilas Morer, you just ate some. That's a joke. That's what he says. He says, you make it before, even though the Ikar Morer is later on. He says, "Me did the haba bircha shofar." He says the same thing. Mevarach at kis the yeshiva. Well, as bracha at kis shiva me the shem ika v'nasa instead of bracha. Now, right, exactly. Looks funny. That's what he said. All right. End of a matzah too, by the according to some of you. Hold the afikoman is ika kima matzah. So we made the bracha of his matzah earlier. Okay. Now we got to go back to the notion that the ika, and that's in many rishonim. The Tosas just said the ika bracha ika tkiya is shema yaseh. The Baraban is a famous drasha of Rosh Hashanah. Okay, it's a famous drasha. All these dinim and a lot of, you know, it's a long drasha. Someone said he actually gave that drasha on Rosh Hashanah. Sounds like he didn't finish Shal Shmi Atzeres. Okay, but it's a long drasha. But it's unlikely that he gave that drasha all at once. Right, unlikely he said it all at once. But it's put together. And that drasha also says that the main tkiyah shofar is in the Etzer, talks about the bracha. There are times I go to the Chiddush Aran says it in Rosh Hashanah Tazayin and Aleph. And that's given Rosh Hashanah. That the ikar, everyone agrees that the ikar is in the Shemoneh Esrei. So now, this being the case, maybe we could suggest the following: that even according to the Rambam, our problem is the Rambam, correct? Because if the ikar is there in the Shemoneh Esrei and everything else is extraneous. So I understand, according to those who hold the mitzvah of tekiah, why the Baal Tekiah has to stand, even if it's tekiah to Mushuf, because that's the Maisa mitzvah, okay? Even though it's a secondary performance, but he's doing the mitzvah. So he's got it, like the guy in the Mara now, he's doing the mitzvah now, but Maisa has to say the bracha. I mean, it's not exactly the same, but he's just like he's saying the bracha, then he's got to stand then also. But according to the Rambam, the mitzvah is the Shmiah, okay? Then there's no reason, if the rest of the tzibur is sitting, he should be able to sit also. And yet the Rambam didn't say that. So according to the Rambam, holds the mitzvah Shmiya. So evidently, you have to say the following. Okay, Lamaisa, we pass after the Mishabur writes his cotton bays of Tavkot Pehei. Okay, he says again. Well, first of all, I just want to throw out there before we come to that answer, we'll wrap up. But look at again the Shari Tshuva to cotton Aleph. Deals with this, he says maybe it's Kavarat Tzibur, that's why the Chaz is there. But the Rambam, he says that the reason the Chaz stands is Kavarat Tzibur. Okay, that's it. So even according to the Rambam, you know, even like by Mikra Megillah, you can see it on Kari Omid Yishu, Yoshev, it says. Right? Why does Baal Kari stand for Mikra Megillah? It's Kavarat Tzibur. They can get out of the Rambam that way. And the Mishabur, by the way, points out at the end of Sukkot and Beis, that now we stand for everything, even for the so-called Tkiyas Mishuf. Okay, we stand for everything. But there's a lump, right? At the end, we stand also. But there's a lump,
at the moment you're blowing.
Yeah.
That's your the hearing happens, so you can't kind of separate them.
So, okay, but again, why should then the tzibur also have to stand? So the there's a famous of Chaim that the Biskarov quotes is in the Chedusha Grach Rosh Hashanah Chesed Beis. Yeah, and different people said it over differently, but more or less, he says, guess what? The Rambam, even the Rambam agrees that the Maisa HaMitzvah is the Tekiah. But the Kiyam HaMitzvah is the Shmiah. This is a lumbus. In other words, most mitzvahs, the mice and the kiyam go together. I shake the lulav.
The
mice and mitzvah. What's the mice and mitzvah? I do the lulav. Told the lulav. What's the kiyum? Told the lulav. Okay. What's the ma'aseh mitzvah eating matzah? What's the action? Eating matzah. What's the what do I fulfill it by eating matzah?
No,
they come. They often come together. Okay. But, but let's say mezuzah. Let's say putting up mezuzah. What's the ma'aseh mitzvah? Banging the mezuzah on the door. What's the kiyum? Having the next 50 years, I got a mezuzah up there. Right? The kiyum mitzvah all the time. So the mitzvah and the kiyum don't always come together. So what the Chaim proposes, the Rambam holds that the key is the ma'aseh mitzvah, and the shmiah is the kiyum. Okay? Therefore, we can suggest that the Baal Tok, even according to Rambam, the mitzvah shmiah, okay, that's the kiyum is the shmiah, but the ma'aseh is the actual blowing, and therefore, you have to, the Baal Tok has to stand, because he's doing the ma'aseh mitzvah, even though the rest of the people can sit. So why can't you sit during the so-called Tkiyas Nemumut also? What? We're trying to wonder, according to the Rambam, we're wondering why the Chaz is different.
Is separate or it's not separate?
No, because we're trying to wonder, according to the Rambam, holds the mitzvah Shmiya, why should there be a difference between the Baal Tekeh and the Tzibur? If the Tzibur can sit, then the Baal Tekeh can sit.
Good, so maybe the difference
is... The answer is because he's doing the right
mitzvah.
The given was if it's kiyum to miyushim, it's okay to sit, right? Because it's less important.
You
understand
for ma'aseh and not for kiyum.
That's what he's saying. That's what we're saying. That's what I'm suggesting. So now the question then becomes: so why taka does the tzibur? Let the tzibur sit in the chazor hashatz too.
Uh-huh.
All right, if you blow during the silent shema esrei, you're standing. But during the chazor hashatz, if our answer now is correct, I'll finish with this. If our answer now is correct in the Rambam, that the reason the Rambam insists that the Baal Tekeh has to stand even by the Tekeh's mitzvah is because he agrees that that's the ma'aseh mitzvah. When he says the mitzvah shmiah, that means that's the kiyum mishmiah. We're all yotzei to the shmiah. Okay, but the ma'aseh is still the Tekeh. As opposed to, let's say, saying that the Tekeh is only a hechsher mitzvah. Right? Tekeh is not a hechsher. Building a sukkah is a hechsher mitzvah.
Right?
We're not going to say that Tekeh is a hechsher mitzvah. Tekeh is a ma'aseh mitzvah. The kiyum comes when everybody hears it. So the question then remains, so then why not by the standing shmoneh esrei, the kiyas de me'umot, why are they me'umot? Let everyone, if you're, again, you can ask the question the other way also, according to the other Rishonim too. Okay, if the mitzvah is tekiyah, so why do you ever have to stand by the me'umot? So if you hold it during the silent shmoneh esrei, good, everyone's standing. But let's say during the chazor hashatz, so for the Rambam, it happens to work out. Okay, because the Rambam holds, exactly, the Rambam holds, not a din of Tekiyah Shofar, the Tekiyah is the Me'umot or Me'umot, because everyone's standing anyway. That's what I wanted to bring out, right? The Rambam writes, you have to be, that's what he says. It's part, and the language is very precise, Paragim HaLach HaZayim, in Hilchot Shofar, HaTzibur Chalo Lishma HaTekiyahs Al Seder HaBrochas. Okay, as a matter of fact, I don't want to cause anybody any trouble, Rosh Hashanah, but the Rav himself, the Rav said, that you have to follow the whole Chazor HaShat. Start from the beginning. It's not all Seder HaBrachas. It's not all Seder HaBrachas.
You start in your okay. Mitzvah Shofar.
That's right. That's right. That's what comes out. The Kiddush.
Like Megillah follow?
Yeah, that's what he wanted to say. Yes. Yeah. In fact, well, the Rav himself, from what I remember learning, I think I heard from Shechta, the Rav himself didn't say the Piyutim for that reason.
Even
it's not talking, he didn't say the Piyutim.
Boy, he'd be a
Mitzvah. It's a Hefzik.
And blow shofar.
Right, so that's...
It's like the middle of benching.
You're going to say the
Piyutim.
It might be nice. Again, I'm not telling anyone here to try that at home, Warren Shul. I'm just saying, that he took that very seriously. But I'll call upon him. He said that you should at least try and follow word for word, to Chumar. But
that, this explain why by the Rambam by Yochid. Because
right, because that's what Shmoneh Esrei. That's exactly what I'm going to say. The Rambam said, when you belong to somebody in the house, they're going to stand. They can do whatever they want. It's a, because theoretically, what I'm trying to say is, according to Rambam, you should be able to do whatever you want in Shul too. It's a din of Shmoneh Esrei. And just so you see the source, the Rambam
will
consider a parak test, aloch
gimel. You'll have a daydream during Chazor HaShem.
Okay. Not a Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam in Hilchos.
Oh, you're out.
Right, Rosh Hashanah, not Rosh Hashanah. Hilchos Tila Paraktes, I'll give him. But Achshe, he says, Achashi, I've seen a suit through Shalom Shpez, Achavi, Yamod, Maskum, is Palkom. And he says, I'll call Omdim, is Hilchos Tila. Call Omdim. Now, some say the Rambam doesn't mean a little bit. The Ramor took it. It wasn't just the side of it. The Ramor. It's in Kuf Chav Dal, Siv Dalad. After the Mechaber writes, Kishashat, Chosatwila, call Yeshon, Lishno, Kath, be quiet. That's true. And the Ramor adds,
In parentheses, Yesh Omar Shekolam Yamdu. And Mr. Brewer and Chassid Cotton Chav write, because, you know, that's your tefillah, it should be like, it should be exactly like your tefillah, it's a sharetzim, no chav. Okay, it's called some Prima Godem and so on.
So
I think in the parentheses. Okay. The Yesh Omar, let's assume that's the Rambam. In any event, so I'm just saying, it could be that the Rambam really holds fundamentally that Tekiah Sofer, he could sit, and that's why before, it's not that they weren't matriach the people to sit. Okay, there's no dinner, you have to stand. It's not shofar. You have to stand. That's what comes out according to the Rambam. How the other Rishonim will learn, so they'll say he commits his tekiah. Why will they say you have to stand for the Shema? I don't know, during the tekiah's the movement. Theoretically, according to them, that you know, that unless you want to say that for them, and this on with this, I was thinking, unless it's for them, since the mitzvah is tekiah, and he's being motzim in tekiah, said, I've got to do exactly what he does. That goes back to that question that you asked, Mitzvah. Maybe you have to do what he does. During the tekiah's the mil yushav, they didn't make a fuss about it because it's not the real tekiah. During the tekiah's the mumad, since he's doing it for you, then you got to be in the same status, the same posture that he has to be. That's a question I want to look into all the time. I want to take the opportunity to wish everybody a good Kibbutz Shabbat. So next
Thursday night,
what about Rosh Hashanah?
I will mention.
You're not allowed to sleep on Rosh Hashanah, right?
No, come on.
I will mention.
What about playing?